You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. So, eventually, I believe we're going to be joined by Jamila Weideman, the Mystics General Manager. We are also going to let you hear at some point during the show today from Sidney Johnson, the head coach of the Mystics, from our Media Day interview. And that's what we were going to do here. We're going to let you hear from Sidney, and Jamila is going to join us later. But we just got breaking news in the break, and since we have that interview with Sidney from Media Day, we can put it somewhere else in the show and still let you hear it. So if you were really jazzed up for that, I apologize, but it is not very common that we get fairly significant breaking NFL news on a Friday at 5 o'clock in the middle of May. I guess it's only 2 o'clock Pacific time, so I guess that's a little more whatever. The point is that Brock Purdy just signed a big old contract. He and the 49ers, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, are finalizing a 5-year, $265 million contract. 5 years, $265 million. Now, of course, the devil on these contracts is always in the details, Anthony. So if you happen to see any more details on this contract, by all means, holler and shout. But on the base, on the baseline, he is 5 for $265 million. That puts him in the Jared Goff price bracket. Tua Tagovailoa gets slightly more. And then the quarterbacks that make more per year based off of their total number, right? And this is the number that agents love to put out there. So this is what it is. Dak Prescott's making 60. Burrow's making 55. Josh Allen's making 55. Jordan Love, 55. Trevor Lawrence, 55. Tua, 53.1. Purdy, 53. Jared Goff, 53. Of course, actual cash, all that kind of stuff, I can get you a little bit or some more numbers in a second. But if you tell me that Brock Purdy is making the same amount as Jared Goff, Anthony, I tell you that's the right contract for Brock Purdy. That's my initial, haven't thought about it for more than these words have been coming out of my mouth because this happened 30 seconds before we came out of commercial break. That's my initial thought.
I think that's the right bracket, to be honest. And Tom Pelissero actually just tweeted out as well. He gets $181 million in total guarantees, including $165.05, which is a lot of money, in the first three new years of a new deal that runs through 2030. So that brother got paid. But I think him getting paid in the same bracket as Jared Goff, you can even say Tua Tagovailoa as well, I think it's perfect. The teams that they have around them, I think, allow them to, you know, go out there and be productive. Last year, he wasn't as productive because a lot of his weapons were hurt. But years that, you know, he had the full cavalry, Kittle, Debo, McCaffrey, Ayuk, he went out there and he produced. So I think they're going to just, you know, continue to build that offense and allow him to be productive based off the weaponry that he has around him. But Yeah, I think this is the perfect amount of money for him to be getting and the perfect group of people to be around.
So a couple of things, some number cleanup as we continue to get more information, and then some more thoughts on what you just said, which I thought was really smart. In terms of total guaranteed money, he will slot in at eighth if 180 was Pelissero say 81 or 83, 181 in total guarantees, 165 in the first 3 years. So that's ultimately like a 4 year deal. By the time you get done with it, at 3.5, you can move on in the fourth year if you want to, but it's gonna cost you some cap space or some dead money is how that's going. If it's 165 through the three fully guaranteed and then 181 total, that's the discrepancy there. So Allen has he signed this offseason, 250 total guaranteed. That's the largest by a lot, $19 million more than Dak Prescott. Prescott, 231, Watson, 230, Burrow, 219 and change, Herbert, 218 and change, Trevor Lawrence, 200 even, Lamar Jackson, 185, and then Jalen Hurts at 179 when he signed his deal. That puts him below Lamar, above Jalen, and this is where it gets funky, right? Because it just depends on, you know, the different numbers, how they hit. You know, Mahomes is down at 141, but his is also a significantly longer deal that's going to get restructured, and he's going to get more guarantees along the way, and, like, the math gets a little bit funky. But that feels, like, considering the chronology here and the level, that feels about right. Not that he's making more than Jalen Hurts. And again, if you're just joining us, Brock Purdy has agreed to a $265 million deal over 5 years with the San Francisco 49ers. But if you take the fact that Jalen's was a couple of years ago and Brock just signed his 5 minutes ago, or they're finalizing, I don't even know if it's signed yet. It's probably not signed yet. Then that makes sense. And the thing about Purdy is he is not a win because of quarterback. He is the highest end version of a win with quarterback, right? So to me, those are the levels, right? You have a win with quarter or a win because of quarterback. Those are guys like Jaden Daniels. We're like, we're gonna win because we've got you. That's Lamar. That's Burrow. That's Mahomes. That's Jaden. That's Josh Allen. That is, like, the lower end of that tier is a guy like Prescott, where you look at him and you're like, a lot of folks listening might not really like Dak Prescott, but, like, the Cowboys won 12 games three straight years because Dak Prescott was really good and Dan Quinn had their defense cooking. And you saw last year without Prescott how hard that hit, and then obviously their defense wasn't as good without DQ. So there's kind of that level. Stafford is right on the back end of the win because of guys at this point in his career. Then you have the win with guys, and it's like, hey, if we put a really good roster around this quarterback, we can win with him. And the most deluxe version of that to me is Jalen Hurts, to the point that he's straddling the line. Where Hurts, you look at it and you go, yeah, if we give that dude a roster, and especially with the O-line, we can win with him. If Jalen Hurts doesn't have that O-line, doesn't have the support of the run game, he's probably not winning a championship, but he's still a good player. I think Purdy is very different stylistically, obviously, than Hurts, but I think Purdy is a win-with quarterback, and in the Kyle Shanahan system is right on the verge of a win because of quarterback, because the things he does well are so well-suited to Kyle's system. It's a... Can you process a lot of information quickly at the line of scrimmage, specifically before the snap, nevertheless what you do after? Can you elevate a little bit with your legs? And can you make quick decisions and distribute the ball? And that's Brock Purdy to a T. So they win because of Brock Purdy within that system. And because of that, he is worth paying the higher end of that tier, even if he's clearly not worth, say, what Josh Allen got earlier this offseason.
Yeah, I definitely didn't think, you know, he was going to get Josh Allen or, you know, Joe Burrow kind of money. Again, those are guys you win because of. Those are the guys that can elevate an offense despite, like, who's around him, to be honest. Like, Josh Allen, in fact, he made Gabe Davis who he was and got him his money, and now he's off the team, tells you pretty much what Josh Allen can do for an offense. But yeah, going back to Purdy, I think you know, he fits that system, and I'm not sure if would you say the system is sort of kind of what makes Purdy, or Purdy just fitting in that city, that system is what makes him kind of.
It's a great question. I'm going to take the break to ponder it. We'll talk more football when we get back. Again, we're live at Care First Arena. We got plenty of Mystics coverage as we get closer to the game tonight. 7:30 tip-off here, but I will answer Anthony's question about Brock Purdy next here on the Team 980. Softman Show, live from Care First Arena, ahead of the Mystics home opener tonight. Again, that game will not be on the Team 980, but most Mystics games this season will be. Any national TV game you can watch on national TV. And thus, there is not a Monumental Sports broadcast of it. We simulcast the Monumental Sports broadcast, and thus, when the games are on Monumental, you can listen to them here on the Team 980. We're discussing breaking news now, though, in the NFL. Brock Purdy has signed a five-year, $265 million contract. God, that would be nice to do, Anthony.
I would just want 10.
I was thinking, five. Like, I would take 2 or 65.
Or 3.
Or 26. Or honestly, I'd take the security of a five-year contract for something. We're day-to-day over here in media land. It's a brutal business, bro. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, hopefully that's not a statement that comes back to bite us in the butt. Anyway, the point is, Anthony, you asked a very good question before the break. Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, I mean, just looking at Purdy and the success he's had, has it more so been because of, like, who Purdy is, or is it more so the system that he in is just perfect for what he's good at, kind of?
I think Brock Purdy is not a $50-plus million-a-year quarterback for almost any other coach. But they also don't win as many games the last couple of years if they don't have Brock Purdy. So it's impossible to say it's 100% one or the other, which I realize is not as sexy of a take, and people love when it's, Brock Purdy would be a failure without Kyle Shanahan. No. I think Kyle Purdy could succeed. Like, let's just be honest. If Kyle Purdy was in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, I think he'd be really good. If he was in L.A. with Sean McVay, I think he'd be really good. If he was in Cincinnati with Zach Taylor, I think that's an interesting fit considering the stuff that, like, Burrow's better than Purdy. Don't get it twisted. But, like, part of what Burrow does is some stuff that Brock Purdy is the, you know, if Joe Burrow's the Lexus, Brock Purdy's the Toyota. So if you don't know, Anthony, they're basically the same cars, just one's a little nicer.
Yeah.
Same thing with some other, you know, one's the, if Brock Purdy, or if Joe Burrow is the BMW, Brock Purdy's the Volkswagen. Perfectly fine to get you from point A to point B.
Yeah.
So I think that the best possible place he could be is exactly where he is. I think that Kyle might be the best offensive coordinator in the whole league. Two, I think even if you look at what the creativity and all the things in an Andy Reid offense, because he's the other guy that would say, like, hey, excuse me, I think that I'm the best offensive coordinator in the league. And I'd be like, you know what? You probably have a good point there, Andy Reid. His history with Mahomes, like, you give Andy Reid the insert nice car here, and, like, he's winning Super Bowls. You look at some of the things he did, and, you know, he was winning NFC East after NFC East with Donovan McNabb, and even on the years when McNabb was hurt or at the end, like, he had, you know, Ty Detmer and whoever else, and everyone's always like, how are they, like, remotely competitive? It's because Andy Reid is that good. You know, what he did with Alex Smith. Like, Andy Reid's always been good. But I think, you know, the creativity and the things that have really made the Mahomes offense be exceptional, I don't think you swap Purdy and Mahomes, like, it's going nearly as well, obviously. And I think you're not looking at as good of a quarterback in Brock Purdy. I think the specific strengths that Brock Purdy brings to the table, combined with a work ethic and intelligence, a demeanor, all of these things that probably got overlooked to an extent in the draft process, lead to Brock Purdy being a $53 million per year quarterback that he just signed for, or is about to sign for, as they're finalizing the details this afternoon.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you said. I think just even looking at their current roster and, you know, who left and whether or not Kittle's going to get his extension, he also has to get paid. But they lose Debo. Ayuk's coming back off an injury. McCaffrey also injured all most of last season. I think it's going to be interesting to see how their offense looks this year, especially because they took a lot of defensive players in this year's draft as opposed to, you know, elevating that offense. So he got paid. Now I think he's going to, you know, still have to do what he did last year. But also I think there's going to be a lot more, a little bit more responsibility on his shoulders because he's no longer Mr. Irrelevant. He's, all right, Brock Purdy, five-year, $265 QB man.
Well, and narrative-wise, there's no doubt that's true, right? But there's also just a logistics element to that of like, hey, bro, you used to cost a ham sandwich, and now you cost, $53 million. He was one. I mean, he was the best bargain in the league, bar none. And we'll see how they structure the contract and how long until he's got an enormous cap hit. But, like, eventually it's coming. And they don't have Debo anymore, and Debo was an enormous, like the best version of the Niners offense had the best version of Debo that 2021 season where Debo was insane. So you don't have that. You don't know what Ayuk is going to be coming off the injury. Kittle is getting older, although he was outrageously good last year. And so there is a lot of question where you're going to have to make some inferior pieces better, but that's life in the big time. That's life once you've been paid as a quarterback in the NFL. And unless you draft exceptionally well and you get now you replace a Debo Samuel that's gotten an extension and gotten paid with somebody else, a Ricky Pearsall, let's say, who is cheap because you drafted him and he hits, like that is going to be really hard. And you're going to have your quarterback elevate. I think the other thing about this deal, though, specifically for San Francisco is, you know, how many we had Bonte Hill on. What felt like 78 times last summer because there was always some kind of drama going on in the Bay. There was so much drama around this team with Debo and a contract thing, with Ayuk and the huge contract kerfuffle. Kittle, Trent Williams held out. Were they going to get a deal done with Purdy? Like, that was lingering. Like, there was all this stuff. They fired their defensive coordinator after going to the Super Bowl. Now, this is an organization that feels much more settled. They figured out the Debo thing, even though it wound up being trading him to here. They signed Purdy in May. Robert Saleh's back as the defensive coordinator, which should settle some nerves on that side of the ball. Ayuk got paid. Now you just got to see if he's going to be back. And, you know, Trent Williams was paid as well last year, and I'm assuming is not going to hold out again. So there's just so much less drama around for the 49ers this year. And I think that's something that really does have some value. And maybe it's a game or two, but, like, there's only 17 of them. And it is the kind of thing that I think if it's not going well, it can snowball. And not having that be a possibility where I look at a team like the Bengals, who felt like they had a snowball and a terrible start, and they almost fought back and made the playoffs. But they were so determined this year not to have drama. And then now they're goofing up Trey Hendrickson. And Trey Hendrickson is like, I'm not having it, and held his own press conference on the side of the field the other day. Like, showed up to an OTA in a golf shirt and was like, hey, I want to talk to the press. And the Bengals PR department is like, I guess after practice? And like, just teams that can get out of their own way, there is such a value to that. And I think some teams try to play hardball and, like, emulate the old Belichick way. But, like, Belichick was an alien, which I think we are learning more and more each day to be true. That dude lives on his own bleeping planet. But Belichick's ability to just, like, not have stuff infiltrate his team, like, he basically brainwashed his players every year. And Brady was right there being like, I'm ready, coach, put me in. And I think most teams can't get away with that. There's why coaches hate distractions. I think sometimes coaches get a little too out over their skis with that stuff, but there's a reason that the best-run organizations take care of their people and are relatively drama-free. You're just removing stuff to trip over. And I commend the 49ers for looking at what happened to them last year, and obviously the injuries had a bigger impact on their season than the drama, but the drama didn't help, and it, for all we know, it impacted the injuries because a guy like Ayuk was really unsettled all offseason and probably wasn't as locked in as he should have been on the most important stuff. And maybe that's contributed in some small way to his injury. Trent Williams is banged up last year. Doesn't go through the normal offseason because he's on a contract thing. Like, just get everybody done. Get them in camp, especially your quarterback. You got to take care of that guy because that messes up the whole rest of the offense if he's not there. And so I commend the 49ers for doing this like professionals, paying the market value, getting it done, and not only before training camp, but before OTA, so they don't have to deal with any of the questions after everyone gets to ask Brock Purdy what it's like to be rich on the first day that they see him.
Yeah, I mean, glad to get it out the way. And to add to everything you just said, they also have the easiest strength of schedule this year. They're going against the NFC South and the AFC South. So I think this season, like, they can definitely, you know, get away with some stuff and, you know, make a push to the playoffs, given their schedule kind of thing.
Yeah, and we'll see how good Arizona is, but that division is potentially tough. You know, Darnold, we'll see what he is, but the Seahawks, you know, defensively are going to be really tough. The Rams are the Rams, and can Kyle get that team back now that they've got Purdy locked in? They certainly have a really excellent chance. Again, the breaking news just a little bit ago, Brock Purdy, 5 years, $265 million for the San Francisco 49ers. So that is probably the biggest contract that will get done this offseason that was still remaining to be done. But it is also extension season. You know, the Commanders have been working with Terry McLaurin. You got to wonder if that's going to get done soon, or is that more of a summer training camp thing? Don't want to let that go into training camp. That's one that doesn't necessarily have to be done before OTAs, but would be nice to. So that's the thing to watch for on the Commanders front. And there's obviously the Trey Hendrickson story that is very much bubbling in Cincinnati to keep an eye on as well. All right, when we get back, either Jamila Weideman is going to join us live on set here on the Team 980, the Mystics general manager, or you will hear our interview with Sidney Johnson, the Mystics head coach, from Media Day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We are live at Care First Arena, home of the Washington Mystics, the new name for ESA, Care First Arena, where tonight the Mystics will open their season against the Atlanta Dream. And in just a moment, you're going to hear my conversation from Media Day with Sidney Johnson. We're hoping to catch up with Jamila Weideman, the Mystics general manager, in just a little bit. I also know that earlier in the show, I'd said we're going to play part two of our conversation with Mina Kimes here. We're going to bump that to 6 o'clock. So 6 o'clock, you'll hear from Mina Kimes, 6:15, Clinton Yates. But right now, my chat with Sidney Johnson, the new head coach for the Mystics from Media Day. One note, this is from Media Day. So at one point, we're going to talk about the point guard position, and Georgia Amor's name is going to come up because the hope was that she was going to be as the sixth overall pick, quickly winning that job as a starting point guard. The Mystics announced today that the ACL injury that she suffered literally the day after this interview is indeed a season ender, and she had surgery successful to repair her torn ACL, but did want to note that before the interview begins, which is right now.
It's basketball. Like, I understand that we're getting paid, and I understand that there's an expectation, but coming into the gym and being able to play, just play and compete, I just think it's a blessing.
Mystics Media Day 2025. Head coach Sidney Johnson is with us. How things been going since you got the job, sir?
It's a lot, man. It's a lot. You know, like, draft preparation was really, really intense and focused, and loved it, but a lot of work, and I thought it went really, really well for us, so excited about that. Obviously, getting ready for training camp, hiring a new staff, which obviously, you know, we rounded that out and feel really good about where we are with that, and then making sure our players get in, you know, one piece and healthy and ready to roll.
What is the thing that you've had to do so far that you were most unprepared for coming into it? Where you're like, whoa, okay, let me get up to speed on this, and then hit the ground running.
This stuff right here.
Really?
I mean, not from the standpoint of not uncomfortable with it or anything like that, but just, you know, like, people are paying attention. People want to be a part of it. They want to know what's going on with the team and the preparation and style of play. And sometimes it's a new question. Sometimes it's the same question. But just the general interest. I knew that the W has come up, you know, but I think, like, the attention paid to our players, you know, and then to some maybe lesser degree myself and our staff, I'm really feeling that right now.
You mentioned the play style. People want to know, so, like, let's get into it. What you think about your core philosophy as a basketball coach, and how you're, like, the speech that you at this point, I would have guessed you already gave yesterday, of, like, here's kind of our expectation for the season, here's who we want to be.
Yeah.
Who do you want to be?
Yeah, good question. I mean, there's who we want to be, there's our daily habits, and I you know, I kind of look at it, you know, in those two buckets, if you will, and if you will. And so, you know, who we want to be, we want to play fast. We've identified that. We want to share the basketball. We do want to put an emphasis on the modern game in terms of making threes and getting to the rim, having some diversity there. Defensively, you know, disruptive, you know, trying to take certain things away from people. Obviously, they're high usage players, you know, easy buckets, things of that nature. And then there are habits of just kind of playing hard and doing all that, you know, getting better, you know, day in and day out, not taking that for granted, communicating directly with each other, you know, both coach to player, but players to players, you know what I mean? And then there's a bit of humility there that you have to have in order to come together as a group. Slim and Steph, they embody that as well as anybody on our team. And frankly, that's that habit there is inspired by them. So having those habits and then that style of play and trying to merge that day in and day out over 44 games, which is a challenge. It's a real challenge. But that's what we've you know, that's what we're asking of ourselves.
As a coach, how do you balance being consistent with your messaging with enough spice variety to not become kind of a just the other end of the phone in Charlie Brown when the teacher's on it and that want, you know,
yeah,
that kind of feeling towards players?
Yeah, no, that's a great call out. And I would say part of that is, like, that I can't be the only one, you know, embodying these principles. Not only is it our coaching staff, but I, like I said, I already put a name on it, names on it, Steph and Slim. And, like, the color that they bring, they lead in different ways, but they're leading us towards the same path. So therein is your change up. You know, your mix-up, where it might sound differently from Steph, it might sound differently from me, it might sound differently from Slim, but we're pretty much echoing the same principles. That's the hope and pray. And but that's where, you know, you don't feel like it'll run up as much in terms of them tuning you out, because it's coming from, you know, a few different credible voices.
Sidney Johnson, head coach of the Mystics, with us here on the Team 980. Obviously, player development is going to be an enormous part of the next, not just year, but multiple years. When you got three first-round picks, you guys are going to have multiple first-rounders next year, not to mention young players that are your vets now.
Yeah.
Aliyah is going to sit down, and I'm like, so what's it feel to be on like the upper end of the roster in terms of experience with your 1 year of NBA, or WNBA basketball?
Right.
How do you think about player development? And specifically, have you had any conversations with the other side of the building? Because it's obviously such a big thing with Brian Keefe and what they're doing with the Wizards. How do you think about it? And have you picked up anything from them along the
way? Yeah, we're going to tap in. Like honestly, I tried to avoid, you know, we've had some touch points, but only now are they really out of season, right?
Right.
So, like, when I first got the job, I didn't want to just plunge in there and, you know, hey, you know, coach, help me out here. But BK and his staff, I know Dave Vanderpool very well, TJ Sorrentine, the rest of the staff has been very, very supportive. Also, I would say, you know, connection point there, John Thompson III, Michael Winger, like they've been very supportive in terms of their roles with Monumental Basketball. So we know we can go there. At the same time, I hired in a way where, you know, I wanted to get an experienced staff who valued player development, who has connections with players, has been able to form connections with all different types of players, just not one way, and then an understanding of what success looks like in this league. So it will be comprehensive. We will listen to those who've gone through it, and certainly on the NBA side. We will also put our W stamp on it in terms of our players and their needs, but it will be a priority every day that I have this job, to be honest. Like, and I would say to you, even though yes, we are young, there's a point where we'll be a little bit more experienced in a year and in a year after that. Player development is still going to stay at the center of what we are trying to do. It'll just change in terms of what those elements are. But we're going to be player first and pouring into them every day we show up for the gig.
When you think about more specifically to the 2025 season, your rotations, your lineups, do you have any idea at this point as we stand here at the start of training or sit here at the start of training camp what that's going to look like? Or is there a discovery phase over the next couple of weeks? And not that you're married to them, what you do, you know, game one is not necessarily what you can do in game 40. I'd probably guess it's not going to be what you do in game 40 for any number of reasons.
Right,
but
right.
Do you have an idea going in of what that's going to look like?
Yeah, yeah, I have a strong idea. 44 games of health and Slim Syke is playing, okay? 44 games of health and Shakira Austin is playing. You know, 44 games of health and Steph Dolson is playing. Those I can put my name on, you know, and just because of, you know, the two leaders in particular and their skill set. They're not just cheerleaders, you know, at all. Like, they can hoop, you know, in terms of Slim and Steph. And Shakira has a lot to bring to the table. You know, we want to certainly get her comfortable and feeling right. And also just, again, her health. But those are three players that I can say, okay, like, I know I want to give them opportunities because they're at the core of what we do, and they're trying to go about things the right way. Then our youth kind of kicks in and our inexperience to say, okay, now where does Aliyah fit? Where does, you know, Sonia Citron fit? You know, where does Jade fit? You know, we got to figure that out as we go.
For Slim in particular, she's played off the ball in her career. She's played on the ball, specifically last year when she was healthy. She played on the ball a lot here. Do you know where you want her this year?
I like her off the ball with the ability to play on the ball. That's literally what it is. So, play point, bring it up, get us into stuff. But I do like her as someone that we're also targeting to get the ball to in scoring positions. So that's kind of where I start. But her ability to get her organized, she's shown a bit of that as well.
You have a tremendous amount of youth then at the point guard position. How does that, I want to call it a battle, but like how does the position battle, if you will, play out between Jade and Georgia? You got your two Aussies going head to head. You got to be careful with those two.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And
don't tell them they're fighting each other. That could end poorly.
You know, it's funny because they're so warm, like just with everybody, and then they have a great relationship. And I do want to put Suge Sutton in there as well.
Sure.
Is someone who's in the rotation in that regard. So what the best thing that I can do is step back and let it play out, but also have them be very clear in terms of what I want it to look like, you know, whether it's the pace, whether it's the connection with other players, whether it how it needs to look defensively, and just kind of let them come up to that level and say, okay, well, who's best, you know, in the starting role, in the reserve role, you know, they'll kind of figure that out, but like set the standard and the expectations for them. That's what I'm looking to do. And so far, all three of them, you know, have had some bright moments just yesterday.
Last thing for you. Joy, I know, is a tenet of Monumental basketball. These seasons are long. They're hard. How do you keep the joy in this group?
I mean, it's easy, man. Like, this, like, it's basketball. Like, I understand that we're getting paid, and I understand that there's an expectation. I understand that fans are, you know, they wear it, you know, on their sleeve. I get all of it. But coming into the gym and being able to play, just play and compete, I just think it's a blessing. It's an absolute blessing. And that is true even if you lost, you know, the night before. I know it's a little bit harder, but, like, summing it up, like, there's a new game that's going to be played, that, you know, like, let's put some time on the clock and let's get some bump, you know. And I'm never going to lose that. I feel like I can lean on Slim and Steph to hold to that. We got to help each other out. I get it. Sometimes there's some lulls. But if you start with understanding that this is a blessing just off the top, and try to connect to that on the daily, I think that your joy will ring through.
Sidney Johnson, head coach of the Mystics, with us here on the Team 980. Of course, listen to the Mystics all season long here on the station. Coach, good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Zoffman Show, we are on the Team 980, and we are broadcasting live at Care First Arena, where the Mystics are preparing to take on the Atlanta Dream tonight in the WNBA's opening game. 7:30 tip-off on ION if you can't make it out. If you are making it out, please drive safely. Oh, my God, that rainstorm was that is some of the hardest rain I've ever seen in my life. Thankfully, I'm indoors and was just watching out the window, watching out the doors. but that was crazy. But hopefully it's done, and everyone can get where they need to be safely. And as you do so, you can listen to our weekend preview, brought to you by...
Craig?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Still?
Sadly.
Damn. All right. Well, we're going to do it anyway. Mina Kimes coming up at 6 o'clock. So stay tuned, and you'll hear Mina on the Commanders' defense and how concerned is she about it coming up at 6 p.m. However, right now, we look ahead to the weekend. Nats and O's, Anthony. Pop quiz, because we know so much baseball around here. Who's got a better record, the Nationals or the Orioles? I'll remind you, the Nationals have lost 7 of 8 games.
I know this, Greg.
Who is it?
The Nationals.
No, it's the Orioles.
They have a better record than us?
No, they have a worse record. That's what I'm saying.
I thought you just said better.
I might have. In which case, I'm the goofball. The point is, the Nationals have an 18-27 record, and the Orioles have a 15-27 record.
Good gracious.
Which means if the Orioles sweep the Nationals this weekend, they'll have the same record. I guess, no, they won't. They have the same number of wins. The Nationals obviously add 3 losses to their record. So they played less games is the point, or is the other point. But, yeah, the Orioles have had a rough season. Nationals, a lot of it goes back to some of the same issues. I'm not going to pretend like I know what's going on, but the O's have clearly, after last year's magical run, not had similar results here in 2025. Not good. For those listening on the radio, Anthony did my favorite thing, which is vigorously shake his head no and pretend that people could see him, because this is, while we are streaming on YouTube, a radio show.
Yeah, not good.
Not good. Kind of like those two baseball teams. All right, elsewhere, obviously the NBA games. We'll talk about those here in a second. Other local things this weekend, you have the Mystics tonight, as we are here at Care First. We have the Spirit hosting Utah tomorrow. Utah is a funky team. They've had a really bizarrely bad start to their season, but they're very talented. And actually, Anthony, good news on the Spirit front. More reinforcements are coming. Obviously, we're still waiting to hear what is going on with Trinity Rodman and her back and the long-termness of that. But one of their other Olympians is finally back. Hal Hirschfeld is good to go. I actually talked with Hal earlier today. Delightful conversation. If you want to check that out tomorrow, it's up on my YouTube page at Hoffman W Sports or in the Hoffman W Sports podcast feed. But Hal Hirschfeld back, ready to go. Hal and I were pissed. We were ready to break some news, Anthony, in this interview. And right before, Jonah Giraldez, their coach, had his press conference, and someone asked about Hal, and he was just like, she's back, Michael Jordan style, she's back. And I was like, dang, Hal, stole our thunder.
Dang, yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah, she wanted to break her own news.
That is messed up, man.
Come on, Jonah. Dude's been on a 2-game red card suspension, comes back and doing his job now.
Guess 2 games? Good gracious.
Yeah, he must have said something real bad to the officials. He was not happy at the end of that Gotham game a couple weeks ago. Neither was anybody else. They were getting their butts kicked, and it was getting rained on. But whatever he did got him a red card and an additional game suspension. But he's back. Hal's back. Corey Bethune is back. I think some Lacey Santos is back. So Spirit is close to full strength as they've been all year as they take the field at Audi tomorrow night. NHL obviously continuing this weekend without the Capitals. Late series games for a couple of those series. Starting tonight, Anthony, as the Maple Leafs and Panthers play game 6 in Florida. If the Panthers can win at home, they close out the series. If not, they face a game 7 in Toronto. Jets and Stars play game 6 tomorrow night. Dallas on the verge of winning in 6 there. And then Sunday, game 7, if necessary, Panthers and Maple Leafs. Speaking of game 7, if necessary, there will be 1 in the NBA this weekend. There could be 2. New York favored by 2.5 tonight at home at Madison Square Garden. Do they close out the Knicks, Anthony, or do we get a Game 7 at the Garden, Boston Garden version, TD Garden, on Sunday?
So I'll be rooting for the Celtics. I want a Game 7.
Of course.
But.
You think the Knicks get it done?
I think the Knicks get it done. Now, if it goes back to Boston, I promise you, the Celtics will finish them in Boston. But I think Jalen Brunson, he knows the moment. He's ready for the moment, and I think he's going to deliver tonight. He played bad last game. Did he foul out?
Yeah, that was crazy. He had no fouls at halftime, picked up 5 in 6. The third quarter.
Yeah.
And then his 6th early, like, they sat him, and then it was, like, within minutes of coming back in the fourth, picked up just a dumb foul trying to fight over a screen. It was like, dude, you got to know you got six, and you just got to let that go. If the Knicks lose, Anthony.
Uh-oh.
Is Tibbs gone?
No. I don't think. That's a great question. Knowing the New York fan base and
they're going to want his head on a platter. That I know.
They're going to want him gone.
But, like, at some point, how many, like, the roster, unless you're just like, hey, this is year one with this group with Mikal Bridges, we're going to run it back, which I think is reasonable. I definitely wonder if they look at their roster and go, what can we get out of this roster with a different coach? Tibbs got them to a great place. But also, it's not like Tibbs has, outside of being an assistant for Doc on the 08 Celtics, it's not like he's proven he can get past this point. This is where his teams always lose. So I think it's as crazy of a discussion as it might sound like.
I think last year when they lost to the Pacers, they were banged up and bruised. In part, it probably is Tibbs' fault playing his starters too many minutes.
This would be the first year they would have blown a 3-1 lead, and in the game where they went up 3-1, the other team's superstar would have blown out his Achilles and is done. If you give up a 3-1 lead to a Jason Tatum-less Celtics, and it's not like Porzingis is playing out of his mind, he's not even playing a ton of minutes right now, like, that's a tough look. And you know me, and I hope at this point the audience knows me, I am not fire the coach guy. But, like, at that point, that is a pretty clean argument to be like, bro, that can't happen. So we'll talk about it on Monday, if that's to talk about on Monday.
Not for real.
Sunday, extra day off. They already got one Game 7 on the books. It will be Sunday. Nuggets and Thunder. Given Jokic life is a dangerous game to play, Anthony.
Woo!
And last night they did. Jokic was great again because he's always great. But he finally got some help. Guys like – I mean, what did I say yesterday about this game? Oh, if Christian Brown goes out and hits a bunch of threes, well, Christian Brown went out, hit 3 of 6, went 8 of 14 from the field. Murray, 9 of 19. Jokic, a – squeaky clean, 9 of 14, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. And then who am I missing that went nuts?
Strother.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Strother.
The run he had.
Yeah, he had three threes.
Third quarter to start the fourth.
Yeah.
Man, I was like, what in the world? Like, where did he come from? Like, all series long, he's been a nobody. And now he, he steps up when his team needs him the most, to be honest. He hit some big shots, Greg.
Showed it, and they did it despite Aaron Gordon, who's been the one guy who's probably been the second best player in this series for Denver, only having 5 points. Unfortunately, no one really helped Shea. I mean, Chet had 19 and 11, but 32 from Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Jalen Williams.
Jalen Williams, 6 points, 3 for 16, 0 of 4 from 3. So, Game 7 on deck. All right, that's our look at the weekend ahead.
Who you got, though?
Thunder. Thunder at home.
Okay. Hey, look, I'm right there with you.
I'd never heard of Strother until this game. And
not for real.
You think he's going to come up? Maybe. Hey, no, here comes dude we never heard of playing his face off in Game 7, Kelly Olynyk game part 2. Ugh. Uh-oh. Oh, that hurt. I just twisted the knife in my own ribs. All right, when we get back, Mina Kimes talking Commanders defense, Jamila Weideman, Mystics general manager, with us live on set coming up at 6:30.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.